Thanks for downloading this Absolute Radio podcast. Visit absoluteradio.co.uk for our new music, on-air, competitions and video sections.
Ian Lee, The Sunday Night Show, Absolute Radio.
Hello, welcome to this special bonus podcast of us, me and Davis. We're watching The Apprentice. We're feeling a little bit guilty because it's on work time, but so we thought we ought to do some work. We're 9 minutes into it, and the blonde lady and Yasmina have chosen their teams. No one really wanted Philip. Was gobby, wasn't he?
He was.
Go do it, you ugly cow!
Yeah, he's the one like who's... She didn't pick him, obviously, the blondie, because she's supposed to be going out with him. That would have been a political...
Oh, are they going out with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so that would have been the problem.
But who's this... the Rocky fella? I don't remember him at all.
I don't remember him either.
Has he been in it?
The street.
It's just somebody... I think because Nora was busy that day.
Oh, yeah. Nora wasn't there.
There's no Nora. I felt sorry for Nora. So, who do you... Let's lay our money on the table. I think the blonde lady's going to win.
Well, now I've seen the teams, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think the other one's stuck with that idiot who got fired at the end, the last man to go.
The one who Charlie Brooker described brilliantly as he looks like a dog that's being confused by a card trick. He's got that kind of blank... Yeah. Huh?
He was the one who said in his interview that he didn't want people to spunk his money up the wall.
He did say that. And then he said also that he was like a spoke in a wheel that was a bit wonky.
That's right,
and he just needed to be straightened out or something.
So they've got to do chocolates.
They're doing chocolates. Okay, we're going to go back and watch and we'll be recording some more in a few moments.
Ian Lee. It's about love and life. And live radio wrestling matches. Ian Lee on Absolute Radio.
Right, this is all a bit haphazard. Sorry, we're watching this and we're sort of stopping and recording and stuff, so this may make no sense. But Coco Electric.
Coco Electric.
Is that the crappiest name for chocolate you've ever heard? I would rather buy a box of 69s than a Coco Electric.
I have the word Chocmate on my...
Chocmate, yeah, I like it. But Coco Electric, is that... you can all...
Coco Electric. The stands, we can have flashes on them and shit.
Yeah, and... It's like a new brand coming to town. It's got flashes. This is the weirdest. And I'm twittering as we're doing this. And Watco has just tweeted all the important people in the world of chocolate. What, Willy Wonka's going to be there? Who are important people in the world of chocolate? There's Tony Mars and Mike Snickers. But beyond that, I don't
John
know.
John Nestle?
John Nestle, yeah.
John Nestle will be there.
Nestle will be there. Back to the show. A £13 box of chocolates? Is she mental? I bought a Mars bar in the week. It's 60 pence. There's 60 pence now, Mars bars.
Chocolates have got very expensive lately.
But £13 for a box? There's a credit crunch on. People are deciding whether they can afford to buy bread or milk.
I mean, how much is a milk box of milk tray? That's the sort of price range they should be looking at.
Milk trays, like a fiver, is it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like that. Or Quality Street.
But
a box
of chocolates are kind of... you came up with a good name for a box of chocolates there, Davis.
Lucky Three.
The Lucky Three.
Lucky Three.
And that's for the men, the woman, and one to fight over. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
But not... You are listening to the exclusive Absolute Radio Ian Lee and Davis podcast about The Apprentice final.
We should do this about more TV shows.
Yeah, we should
Random TV shows that are on a Sunday between 9 and 10.
What do they normally show at this time of the night? I'm normally upstairs busy working hard. By the way, if the show this week is a bit pony, blame Alan Sugar, isn't it? It's his bloody fault. Oh, look, they're eating stuff. Let's watch.
No, that's not right.
Ian Lee.
Ian Lee.
Absolute
Radio.
Hey, give me the chocolate.
Give it to me.
No, I'm not gonna. Give me the chocolate. I love it. My favourite thing on The Apprentice is when they make adverts because they are rubbish.
They're always terrible adverts.
The Pant Man adverts. What was the other advert? It was Pirate Flakes or some nonsense.
Well, that was the one this series. Yeah, but it's just...
They just don't know how to
terrible.
Do it.
Terrible.
And they... And fair play, you know, making an advert is actually a really hard thing to do, to get it succinct and get the message in and do all that. But it's wonderful, and it's good when they're acting in it as well.
But you know how to make something cool rather than tacky.
Yeah, and give me the chocolate. By the way, Nick is being superb tonight.
Yes.
Intimate. Sounds like women's sanitary products or something.
Female freshness.
I think that Yasmina may be winning it here because the Coco Electric box is actually pretty good.
And the other one looks like bath soap or
it's
some
like bath
rubbish
bombs,
like
isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's find out what the old lady's saying to them.
Ian Lee, The Sunday Night Show. Absolute Radio.
I'm getting abuse on the Twitter because I don't know who Rocky is. I don't remember him, though.
He got booted
out in the second week, apparently.
Yeah, I started watching it about week two or three, so I must have just missed him.
I don't remember. But the thing is, you don't remember the first ones because they're all such lightweights and such... Coco Electric, that's what I'm talking about. The adverts, as we predicted, were awful. The one by the directed by the American lady, where it suddenly got all sexy and she had chocolate smeared all over her mouth. It didn't look like chocolate where we were sitting. It looked like someone had done a dirty protest. It was horrible.
It was filth. Disgusting.
And then the fella going, in the background because he was tied up.
I think it's swung back in the Blondie's favour again, though.
I think it's going to Yasmina. I think Yasmina, because she's got that excellent... I like the poster. I think their advert was terrible, wasn't it? What am I talking about?
Yeah, the advert was awful. But
strawberry and basil chocolate. Why would you do that?
Well, but they all spat it out at the end.
Yeah.
But her... Kate... Is it Kate?
Is that the blonde? I don't know any of their names.
I can't remember her name. I think it's Kate. Her advert, if it works well, it was cheesy at the start, then they have the dirty protest, and she's sitting on him, tied him up and everything. It could be a nice little twist.
I don't get
it
when they do these silly flavoured chocolates. There's a reason why people haven't done strawberry and basil chocolate before, because it tastes bloody horrible.
Yeah, we had chilli chocolate knocking around the office the other day, and it was disgusting.
It's a nonsense to do that.
Yeah.
No, you want your traditionals, your strawberry, have a box full of caramels with the soft caramel centre. That's the one I like.
They're all getting tense now. This is filling now. You see what they're doing. They're just going, oh, it's tense, and they're showing people with trolleys.
We're recording this at 28 minutes to 10, so we're just over halfway through the show.
Trays.
I'm still going to sit with Blondie. I still think Blondie with the wonky mouth is going to win.
Yeah, she has got a wonky mouth, hasn't she?
She has, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back
to the show. Very confident presentation from the blonde lady there. £13 price, though, is ridiculous.
A lot of money.
But Alan Sugar seems to be well into it. The advert was terrible.
How do they do that when he comments on what she said? Very expensive. Everybody would hear that.
Well, no, because they film it from a distance, and he's got a little clip mic on.
Obviously, just very expensive.
Well, yeah, it's very expensive. But what a microphone does, Davis, I don't know if you know this, is it amplifies
your
voice and sends it to, like, a receiver or something and then records it. So they wouldn't have heard it. What the bloody hell is Yasmina wearing? Jesus, she looks like the girl from Tekken or something. That's a ridiculous outfit. Let's see what she's got to say.
Ian Lee. It's about love and life. And live radio wrestling matches. Ian Lee on Absolute Radio.
So there they go. The presentations are over.
She's right. What with the blonde lady? It wasn't blonde. It was like some weird white hair. I don't know. That hair's weird, isn't it? But which is
the peroxide lady in the corner.
In what world is getting electric shock a good thing? It's not electric shocks aren't a good thing. They're bad things. You know when you're like in John Lewis or something. And you touch the rail.
And you go, ow.
It's a horrible thing. Yeah. I wouldn't want that.
Well, we're going to see. Alan Sugar didn't look very impressed with that one.
Oh, he's talking. Let's see what he's got to say. If the blonde one loses, we'll probably get to see a picture of her in her pants on Monday morning. So
that's a big if, though.
Yeah, I think she's going to win. I think she's going to do it.
I think it'll be a bit annoying if she wins. As she walked in, there was quite a smug look on her face.
Her clothes are better than Yasmina. Yasmina wears these weird sort of dresses, and she, the blonde lady, dresses. I don't even know what her name is, but she dresses in these kind of like. When I say lesbian suits, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
That's sort of the fat tie and all of that.
She looks like she's dressed as a man.
I feel sorry for Rocky, because let's be honest, no one remembers him. No one's had a good thing to say about him.
He's done nothing in this.
He's done absolutely solid. It's embarrassing for him. Do they get paid when they come?
They must do.
They must get a fee.
Because they've got to give up their time, haven't they?
Imagine and also, when they join The Apprentice, they quit their jobs, don't they?
Yeah, apparently you have to.
Idiots.
But Yasmina's got a restaurant.
She owns a restaurant that her mum sold her house or something to pay for.
Sounds a bit risky to me.
If I went to my mum and said, Mum, could you sell your house so I can buy a calf? She would tell me to get lost.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, for God's sakes. Okay, right, listen, put there's only 13 minutes left. Put your money where your mouth is, Davis. Who's it going to be?
I think it's going to be Kate.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the blonde lady.
But there is that thing in me that's saying they'll do what they always do in these programmes and there'll be a big twist. Because everybody thinks it's going to be Kate. So
I would like to see Nick jumping on the table, dropping his trousers and urinating all over the paperwork.
He will, and the Apprentice You're Fired bit, they'll highlight that. You know,
all right, let's see who it's
going
to be.
Okay, so I'm going for Yasmina.
No, you said...
I've changed my mind.
I'm sticking with Kate.
And I'll
definitely
go for the
Kate.
Twist. It'll be the twist.
Okay.
No, that's not right.
Ian Lee. Salute.
Radio. I don't believe it!
Yes.
I knew it! Everyone was saying Yasmina was going to win. I don't believe it! He's made totally the wrong decision! To Alan Sugar, you're an idiot! I'm genuinely gutted and surprised at that. She's got her own business! That shouldn't be allowed! She shouldn't be allowed to do it!
We've got to do the show.
Oh, nuts!